dedicated to Andrew Breitbart. Author's note.
All opinions expressed in this book are my own and nobody else's, so don't blame others for my churlishness. I take full responsibility for any outrage caused, and for those of you who are new to my work and find it reprehensible, just remember that I've done nothing to hide who I am or what I'm about. Enjoy. Introduction. You know what really pisses me off? People who are always pissed off, or pretend to be pissed off. We've created a new frantic world of the enraged, the phony grievance, the manufactured outrage. If you make fun of something or say something truthful, someone, somewhere, will be unhappy. Or say they're unhappy, even when they're not. When they're bored, when they're lonely, when they need attention, they come for you, whining, crying, screaming. And they are coming for you, the children of the corn, with a platform. This new rising tide of constant outrage has been fueled, no doubt, by something called the internet, which has intensified everything, including my home business selling novelty pumpkins. It has led, along with cable news, where I currently reside, to an apology brigade comprising shrill scolds who overpopulate both sides of the political spectrum. When Rush Limbaugh says something that thin-skinned tools define as mean-spirited, sundry CNN talk show guests, most of whom never listen to Rush, demand an apology. When Bill Maher says something considered repugnant toward women, conservative watchdogs organize petitions. Everyone wants everyone else fired. No one rests until they get a scalp of contrition, a symbol of victory revealing to all that you just bested someone you don't like. Then, of course, everyone moves on to someone else, and it doesn't even matter whether they're truly outraged or not. In fact, it's just physically impossible to be this outraged all the time. You'd pull a muscle or throw your hip out. Still, it goes on, an endless game of political ping pong with both sides unaware that they sound almost exactly alike. The bystanders, however, are different. The media, for the most part, tends to dismiss the outrage perpetrated by the left, often dismissing the slurs and smears as the product of edgy comedy, only because they rabidly agree with whatever's being said. You can make ruthless fun of Michelle Bachmann, for the editors of the major news weeklies think she's nuts too. Remember the wild-eyed Newsweek cover? I do, and it still aroused me. This liberal pass, however, is not afforded to those on the right. If Maher calls someone a slut, the outcry lasts a few days. When Rush says it, the outrage lasts as long as a case of herpes. It flares up and never really goes away. Or so they tell me. But I admit, as well, that there are times I seem angry when I'm really not. Oh, some things piss me off. But in a few minutes, I'll see something fuzzy and huggable, like a cute puppy wearing a leather cap with matching chaps, and I'll forget what I was angry about. But many times I'm angry in the same way I'm happy. It's a biochemical commotion in some excitable part of the brain that can be triggered by anything. It's more about me than the thing that makes me happy or ticked. If I'm yelling at the TV, chances are it's not the TV's fault. It could be the fact that there isn't a TV there at all and I've been yelling at a window. I hate windows. I see right through them. I got that joke from a Bazooka Joe rapper. What I have come to realize, however, is that the people who claim to be angry or upset have a bigger agenda. First, they use the language of outrage to score points against people they don't like or to make themselves feel important. But manufactured outrage is also the freeway to ideological success, the quickest way to win not only an argument, but also a career in academics, political activism, or modern dance. To be aggrieved means you've created an impenetrable wall of feeling around you. No one can question you because you're outraged. If this book doesn't sell, surely I will be outraged, and I will certainly write a book about that. I hate the outrage so much you could say I'm outraged by their outrage. The eternally angry were born from the 60s, cultivated in the 70s, coddled in the 80s, stoked in the 90s. The politically correct didn't die. They all just got agents. And this new outrage came into being via one phenomenon, tolerance. The idea of tolerance, a seemingly innocuous concept, has now become something else entirely, a way to bludgeon people into shutting up, piping down, and apologizing, when the attacked are often the ones who hold the key to common sense. They speak an unspeakable truth, and they get clobbered by the truncheon of tolerance. Tolerance has turned normal people